political conferences, revving up the bases, auditions down south, and tactical debates up north, as activists on both sides plot a course for the coming election.
The Democrat sits in the Oval Office preparing to run for re-election. Barack Obama is a formidable campaigner and fundraiser. In 2008, his campaign raised a record $745 million. This time, his haul may exceed $1 billion. Gearing up to oppose him are a squabbling bunch of Republicans, united in relative obscurity, save for the front-runner Mitt Romney. By rights, the left-leaning Netroots Nation gathering should have been jubilant, and the Republican Leadership Conference, RLC, doleful and panicky. But that would overlook the left's capacity to rain on its own parade. Despite the big democratic reforms of the past few years, the left, or at least the roughly 2,400 lefty bloggers who attended Netroots Nation, often sees the Obama administration as hesitant and incrementalist. Joan McCarter, who moderated a panel called What to Do When the President is Just Not That Into You, the title comes from a popular romance self-help book, said that Mr. Obama has been not necessarily as progressive as we hoped he would be. But progressives may also have been more docile than Mr. Obama had reason to expect, and a running question at the conference was whether activists should defend or put pressure on the president. Recommending pressure was Dan Choi, a former army linguist who was discharged in 2010 after coming out as gay. He had become the country's most prominent advocate for a repeal of the military don't ask, don't tell policy, and that same year was arrested after handcuffing himself to the White House fence. We were drama queens and we were damn proud of it, and our message was, we're going to get crazier, Mr. Choi explained. The policy was repealed some months later, although the repeal has not yet been implemented. Defenders of the more cautious approach, and there were many, may be motivated less by love than by fear. Mr. Obama may not be perfect, but even gloomy progressives realise he is better than the alternative. Imagine the enforcement and regulating of the Affordable Care Act under President Rick Perry, cautioned Eve Gittleson, a blogger from New York, at a panel on health reform. As it happened, among the Republicans so imagining at the RLC in New Orleans was Mr. Perry himself, in his third full term as governor of Texas, and mulling over a presidential run. He warned that while states may face financial trouble now, they're going to pale in comparison to what we'll see in 2014 when that runaway train known as Obamacare hits our budgets. Mr. Perry was one of eight potential candidates to speak at the conference. Neither Mr. Romney nor Tim Pawlenty attended, and John Huntsman cancelled his appearance at the last minute. He and Ron Paul, standard-bearer for the party's libertarian wing, were the most rapturously received. Mr. Perry left the stage to chants of Run, Rick, Run, while Mr. Paul won the conference's straw poll by a hefty margin. Such victories are nothing new for Mr. Paul, whose supporters are passionate and flock to such party conferences, and he is no more likely to translate them into broader electoral victory this year than he has been in the past. Mr. Perry, however, might prove a formidable candidate. He has the executive experience of Messrs. Romney and Huntsman, but lacks their political baggage, Mr. Romney's healthcare reform, Mr. Huntsman's service to Mr. Obama as an ambassador, and their Mormonism, which is still suspect to many Christian conservatives. He has Tea Party credibility, but boasts a far longer and more impressive track record than Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, or Rick Santorum. In a weak and divided field, it is hard to imagine a supporter of Mr. Paul succumbing to Mr. Santorum's religiosity, or a fan of Mr. Romney's country club republicanism finding much to like in Mrs. Bachmann's pitchfork populism. Room exists for an all-things-to-all-men candidate, such as Mr. Perry. Democrats should take no comfort from that divided field. In 2008, John McCain had the Republican nomination sealed by mid-February, while the battle between Mr. Obama and Hillary Clinton dragged into June. Egos were bruised, but the base was motivated for the general election. Sometimes true love waits.